Dwayne Wade, just looking at him, he just always looks cool. He always looks like he's got it together. And yet behind the surface you see some things, going through a difficult time in his marriage. You look back at his childhood, and it was brutal, growing up in the cities of Chicago and dealing with issues with mom and dad, where didn't know when he was going to eat, didn't know if mom was going to be on drugs, didn't know how things were going to play out for him. And this little boy grows up and takes seriously the opportunities that are given to him and gets drafted or gets picked by Marquette University and actually does really well through the tournament, and as a result is picked up in round one of the 2003 draft, and he's the fifth pick overall by the Miami Heat. And he does well for himself. He's a three-time NBA champion. He's the NBA Finals MVP in 2006. He's a 12-time NBA All-Star, NBA All-Star Game MVP, two-time NBA First Team, Defensive Second Team, three times. He's the NBA All-Rookie First Team, NBA Scoring Champion, two-time NBA Skills Challenge Champion. He's the Miami Heat's all-time leading scorer. He was an All-American back in the day, and just thing after thing after thing after thing that shows he's successful. He wins. He's got three rings. But something that I noticed, beyond his fashion expertise, beyond his abilities to play ball and take over a game when he needed to, especially when he was younger, is his willingness to say, I will step back and push my role to another place and allow somebody else to step in. He knew when he was playing with Shaq, Shaq's skill set and what needed to be done to win a championship for Miami back in 2006. And so he played his role. And as he grew older and an opportunity came for the big three to come together, with that being LeBron and Chris Bosh, to play down in Miami, he started to understand, Wade started to understand that he needed to take on a whole new role. He needed to back off and not allow his ego to overrule him. And so LeBron comes onto the team, and LeBron is the best player in the league right now. No debates. And as a result of that, Wade steps back and takes on a role that is a lesser role. And he's willing to do that. And what comes out of that? Wins comes out of that. I think a lot of times when we look at being on a team, I want to even look beyond that. Let me point to John chapter 3 and verse 27. It says this, John answered, and this is someone named John the Baptist or John the Baptizer. John answered, a person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete. And listen to this. Verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. You see, John the Baptist was becoming a very successful preacher in the desert. People were actually leaving the city and coming out to watch him and to hear his words. A huge following. But he knew that all his job was to be a forerunner for Jesus Christ. The Bible back in the Old Testament prophesied that one would come like Elijah that would share about the Messiah. And all he was is a voice in the wilderness crying out and saying, don't look at me. The person who's coming, I'm not even going to be worthy to tie his shoes. He's the one. And so John says, instead of going, man, I've got all these people following me, and I'm such a great speaker, and people are responding, and people are getting baptized, and people are all into what I'm talking about. He even had disciples that followed him. Instead of saying, I don't want to ruin this opportunity, he knew what his role was. He knew what his job was. And he says about Jesus, he must increase, but I must decrease. And so looking at Dwayne Wade and his willingness to step back and say, this isn't my team anymore. This is the team of LeBron. That's what made it successful. And so in your life right now, are you the head of your team or is God? The team of your life, the structure of your life, where's your heart? If it's about you increasing, then you will only go as far as you as a human can go. And this society will tell you, follow your dreams. And there are people that are great people. They do a lot of great things. But when it all is said and done, 100 years from now, what does that matter? So what are you doing with your life right now? First of all, do you even have a relationship with God? And the Bible says the only way that I can have that is through the person of his son, Jesus Christ. He must increase and I must decrease. So where are you at? And after you've now taken that step, are you on the throne of your life? Are you it? This world will lie to you. It will say you need to be number one. And God says, I will humble those that exalt themselves, and I will exalt those that humble themselves. I'd rather go that direction. That's the calling. I want to invite you today to step out and trust Jesus. He must increase, but I must decrease.